In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. The most valuable asset to any believer is an encounter with the Word. He sent a word into Jacob. He lighted upon the whole of Israel. Arise, shine when the word enters you. And then the little one shall become a thousand by the power of that encounter. And a small one, a strong nation. Encounter with the word is greater than the greatest miracle. Because it puts in command of the miraculous. Naturally. Without any liaison. Thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith you shall do signs. So get the rod. So an encounter with the word is the rod. When that rod gets to your hand, my friend, it's a brand new day. 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 Just an encounter with the word that puts the rod of command in your hand, that's it. So all this pray for me, jump for me, you won't need it. All these people prophesying of your life and derailing your entire being and getting confused forever, you won't need that. A genuine encounter with the world puts in command of the affairs of life. Lord, I need an encounter. I must go home tonight with a rod in my hand. A rod of your word in my hand that puts me in command of the affairs of life. Puts me in command of the supernatural. Go ahead and pray. Everybody pray that prayer. Pray it a minute. Pray it a minute. You can come to a meeting like this and then you just go rodless. Nothing. Nothing. Thank God for principles. They are powerful, but thank God for the rod. The rod. The rod. When the rod gets to your hand, you are in command. Thou shalt take this rod in thy hand. Wherewith you shall do signs. You are in command with the rod in your hand. You are in command with the rod in your hand. You are in command with the rod in your hand. Lord, I desire the rod in my hand tonight. I desire it. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated, please. One of the great benefits of fasting is distribution of rods, outbreak of light that puts the rod in your hand. Your life comes, it's your rod comes. Praise God. And then the glory of the Lord is in upon thee. Darkness may cover the world and grows angry to the people, but the Lord, with that light, that rod placed in your hand, shall rise upon thee. The Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. Arise and take command. As your rod comes, that's the implication of that Isaiah 60. As your rod comes, as your rod comes, take command of the affairs of your life as you lay hold on the rod. Thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Thou shalt do signs. Praise God. So watch out for your rod tonight. Watch out for it. Don't let your rod pass you by. You can't tell when next it will come. Stay focused. Let your eyes be fixed on him, on Jesus. And watch how he delivers your rod into your hand. This rod comes to prepared hearts, prepared hearts, prepared hearts. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, but thank God for a panting heart, a prepared heart, a heart ready for God. A heart open to God. I now believe him as a priest and a king before I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. He comes to a prepared heart. You shall seek me and find me, you shall search for me with all your heart. Not with all the Holy Ghost, with all your heart. With all your heart. Amen. With all your heart. Now, tonight we're looking at commanding the supernatural through the altar of prayer and fasting. Are you ready? Fasten your seatbelt. Commanding the supernatural through the altar of prayer and fasting. It's important to know the purpose behind doing whatever we are commanded to do. Just know what is in it. And then you are self-motivated, you are self-driven, you are just restlessly pursuing it. Because you have now come to grips with what it's all about. Now, hear me first. The primary purpose of God for prescribing a fast is the empowerment of His people. Fasting is ordained for our empowerment. Prayer and fasting is ordained as spiritual power station that puts a believer in command of the supernatural. That's number one reason. Isaiah 58 and verse 1. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? Verse 6, please. Isaiah 58, verse 6. To loose the bands of wickedness, come and say power. To undo the heavy burden, say with me power. To let the oppressed go free, say with me power. And that ye break every yoke, say with me power. It's not to woo God to answer your prayer. It's to empower you to gain command. Prayer and fasting is our spiritual power station where we are empowered to command the supernatural. Again, Isaiah 58 and verse 6. We can read that 20 times today. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? This is my own prescribed fast. This is the purpose laid out here between that verse 6 and verse 14. And this is an order of priority of our deliverers. To lose the bands of wickedness, things holding you and me down. To undo the heavy burden, the concerns of our lives. And to set free your prayers. And that you break every yoke, everything standing on the path of your glorious destiny. And, you know, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So, prayer and fasting is ordained a spiritual power station that puts a believer in command of the supernatural. I write it down the way I said it. Because you need it. You won't see it there for any more as punishment. You won't see it trying to please somebody. Your car can't get on the road with the oil in my own the fuel in my own car. No, you need fuel in your own car to get on the highway. Go to them that sell and buy. So we buy from the altar of prayer and fasting. Matthew 25 and verse 9. We don't buy with money like Simon taught in Acts chapter 8. Give me some of this something. Give me also this power that on whosoever I lay my hand that he may receive the Holy Ghost. He offered money. Amen. Verse 20. But Peter said to him, thy money perish with thee. They don't buy with money, my friend. The altar of prayer and fasting is where we buy into power. So a non-fasting believer is a powerless believer. He's just on and just pushing religion and looking several ways. I think there's a man. He's in Badagry Beach. He sees vision. You know, Papa, don't see vision. That man, as you are coming like this, will tell you, you are from Soso Village. He's a soothsayer. You don't know the truth, so anything can double your life and just throw you off. Power! Now watch. One day, I was waiting on the Lord in the book of Psalms. I just wanted to have my time in His presence. Now, evening of that day, there was this family that had been believing God for fruit of the womb for 14 years. And so, we live in the same area, so I just felt like calling on them and having a chat with them. As I was saying whatever thing I said, I don't know, but the man fell down from his chair, not this kind of high chair, the chair that is low. He still fell down. Raw power. Raw power. Garnered from the altar of prayer and fasting. Now, when Jesus returned from his 40-day fasting episode, he returned in the power of the Spirit. Luke 4:14. That shows what it is. And then you go all the way down. What happened? His fame was spread across all the region round about. Verse 14. And then his fame went out into every place of the country round about. Verse 37. And people began to say, we have seen strange things today. Luke 5:26. All those were manifestations of the raw power from Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 14. The raw power. What more do we need? That is our God-ordained spiritual power station. It's not only pastors that need power. Everyone that has adversaries needs power. Psalm 66 verse 3. Thou through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. He ruleth by his power forever. Verse 7 of it. He ruleth by his power forever. I give unto you power to tear the false serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Luke 10:19. Everyone that has enemies, and we all have, our adversary, the devil. You can use any human figure, you can use anything, but it's our adversary. Every believer has an adversary. So every believer needs power. Can I hear your amen? Every believer needs power. During the construction of Faith Tabernacle, I was going to town around 1:30, 2 a.m. in the morning, and then some robbers were on the road, and then some OPC people were pursuing them, and they wanted to be sure they're the ones they're looking for. So when they sighted my car, Bishop, take over. I didn't carry any gun. You take over. You don't take over, you crush. You are crushed. Wake up is not anointing for pastors, anointing for bishops, anointing for prelates. It's everybody's responsibility to walk in power. If you don't walk in power, you get crushed. So all this fasting and looking at the time, it's just 11 a.m., my God. Oh, my gosh. Okay, can you imagine you waiting at the filling station and they say it's not your turn yet, you now move. Where are you moving to? Because the car will stop. The car will stop. You don't have for saying, I can't wait. Nonsense. Look at those boys. They asked me to line up. Don't line up. Just be on your way going. It's at the center of the road. They'll be insulting you from every side. Bye-bye. Be more time, my friend. What are you doing? You say, come and push. In Lagos, they don't push for free. Oh. They say, how much you go pay? No, who wants to push you? When it's raining, you are in trouble. If your car breaks down when it's raining, you will stay here forever. 5,000, nothing less. I know you know what I'm talking about. if they see that you wear some ring or some necklace, you will finish here. 20,000, nobody push your car. You better go to a filling station and gas up. Fill up! It's a wicked war. You are not empowered, you'll be trampled under feet. Well, thank God for you empowers us to witness. That's okay. But you are empowered to live a triumphant life. To lose the bands of wickedness from off your neck. To free you from your oppressions. And to break every yoke torment in your life. So it's about your empowerment and my empowerment. Primarily. My God. So expect a change of level in your spiritual empowerment. Expect it. Look at somebody, look at it as someone who knows that is what is ordained for, and go for it. I went studying the book of Acts of the Apostles. I want to know the power behind the manifestations of the apostles. By the fifth day, I couldn't sleep on the bed anymore. My God. And then I visited a friend. We were all there together. And they said, we're going to eat. I can't be honest with them, I'm in a fast. They say, okay, please, Brother David, bless the food. Nobody could eat again. I just laid my hands and blessed the food. Everybody just went into praying in tongues, and that's the end of the food. The food ended there. I don't think they finished that prayer till about 2 a.m. But I've entered it because you told me to bless the food, and I bless the food. So you can't be dealing with yourself where you are. I'm talking about power. If you understand this, sir, you will not wait for public proclaimed fast. You will be lining up for self-proclaimed fast for change of level of your spiritual authority. It works. We saw Jesus prayed one kind of prayer, transfiguration of prayer, in Luke chapter 9. And then, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him! Now, in Luke chapter 3, this is my beloved son, that's all. But this second one, hear ye him. I mean, you pray transfiguration of prayer effectively on the altar of prayer and fasting. And then your authority level changes. Now, verse 43 of that scripture, and the people saw the mighty power of God. Mighty power. Mighty power. When that madman got set free, they saw the mighty power of God. So that's where we change level in the school of power, on the altar of prayer. When coupled with fasting, it accelerates the rate of result. Can I hear your amen? Well, the apostles got power in Acts chapter 2, but in Acts chapter 4, they step into great power. With great power, give the apostles witness the resurrection of Christ. As an aftermath of their fervent, effectual, heart-bomb prayer. It's not written, but I perceive they were in a fast, because they saw that Peter and James were under stress. The place was shaking when they were gathered together. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And then the Holy Ghost has moved from power level to great power level. So we change level in the school of power on the altar of prayer and fasting. So get excited and fix your gaze on his objective for it. Commanding signs and wonders from the altar of prayer and fasting. I was in a fast searching through the book of Ezekiel as my goal for that fast. My God, wonderful time. By the third day, I was done. And I had a voice from God. Behold, I've touched your tongue with the coal of fire. From henceforth, as you say it, you see it. As you say it, you see it. As you say it, you see it. It's ordained primarily for our empowerment to subdue our enemies under our feet. To subdue our enemies under our feet. And 2, in verse 7 of the same Isaiah 58. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Now, that has a physical side, that has a spiritual side. That is, it empowers you to share the good news with those around you. And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. So, you are a good news bearer. You are helping people to see that God has a better plan for their lives. Can I hear your amen? Who then is that faithful servant, wise servant, whom his Lord shall make Lord over his house to give them their meat in their season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. I tell you, to make him Lord over all his substance. Matthew 28 and verse 45 to 47. So that you are empowered to be a good news bearer. You are a good news bearer. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you and you shall be witnesses of me. My God. But there is the food side of it and clothing and all that, so that's okay, but that's secondary. How beautiful are the feet of them that bring good tidings. That publishes peace. Good tidings of good. Praise God. Amen. So we are empowered to share the good news of Jesus with all the downtrodden that are around us. That God has a great plan for you. All souls are of same worth in the sight of God. Praise God. So during this operation, we are going to be there with them, the homeless. We are going to be around with them, the drug addict. I'm going to pull them out of their dungeon and bring them to Jesus. Can I hear your amen? Yes. We invade the brothers and pull them out. Jesus will wash them and clean them up. I mean, everywhere. That's the good news. We're empowered to be good news bearers from the altar of prayer. God will surprise you. Yes. I said, God will surprise you. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. Number 3, the breaking forth of light. And what that does is to put the right word in your hand to have it the way you want it. The right word in your hand to have it the way you want it. First John chapter 1 and verse 1 to 3. That which was from the beginning. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, my God, for the Word of life. For the light was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, my God, and show unto you the eternal life, which was from the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which you have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ, which you have handled. So, there is an outbreak of light that puts a word in your hand, a word of command. A word of command puts that in your hand. To refuse the evil and choose the good. To have it the way you want it. Come on now. Outbreak of light. So watch out for it. Watch out for a new zeal for the lost. Watch out for fresh encounters with light that puts in command of the supernatural. And then it's now going to number four. Is it number four now? Okay. Then verse 9. No, okay. Then your head shall spring forth speedily. Now, wait a minute. That's four. So it imparts on your physical system. Your head shall spring forth speedily. And on your spiritual life, and your righteousness shall be your lily award. My God. You are the number one target for fasting. Your renewal, your redecoration, your restoration. So after this fast, everyone that believes in it will not know the meaning of sickness or disease again. Yeah. You're walking out of it forever. Yeah. He said, your head shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness will burst forth into new realm. Now verse 9. Then shall thou call. Now, that's the only thing we do. We just think of prayers to pray and knock your head. And the Lord shall answer. That's not number one. That's not number two. That's not number three. So, order this. Lord, empower me into next level. Ignite my spirit with new zeal for the lost around me. Amen. Let there be an outbreak of light that places the rod of science in my hand. Cause my head to spring forth speedily, spirit, soul, and body. And then I have one or two issues I need the intervention on. So they follow. Praise God. They follow. And then the Lord shall guide thee continually. So we are set guided. So instead of being trial by error all over town, the Lord shall guide thee continually. Just carry your luggage and go to Germany and go and create a problem for your life. The Lord shall guide you continually. Just pack your luggage and say you are going to the village to go and become what? A chief. The Lord shall guide you continually. You jump out of a job, you jump into fire. The Lord shall guide you continually. After your wife has delivered four children, she's not a witch. The Lord shall guide you continually. Praise God. Then if she's a witch, then all your children are demons. And the reason you are a child of God is so you can and get the power altar to deal with any unwanted thing in your life. Can I hear your amen? The Lord shall get. Now, many have missed their step in several things. Some have left their thriving business to go into something else, unguided. And everything just crashed. All the profit they ever made from their previous business, everything just leveled out. Some have sold their property to travel abroad. Now, to go and do what? He doesn't know. When I get there, I will know. Satan say, come. Come quickly. Come. You need to know. You need to know. Then he goes there. He's doing a washing of plates in the day. May God in the night. Only your honor. It's misguided. Misguided. The Lord shall guide the contrary. So when you are confused, engage the altar of prayer and fasting to locate the direction God is leading you. It's so important. Proverbs 27 and verse 8. As the bird wanders, a bird wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. He's vulnerable to all kinds of assault. Vulnerable to all kinds of assault. Police is coming, you are hiding. Nobody chased you from where you were before. Life is more dignifying than all this. Life is far more dignifying than all this. May no one here ever miss God. You will never miss God in your life. Don't be found where God is not. It's always an uphill task. This ministry, by the grace of God, is said to be a bit anointed. But we couldn't make nothing happen in Kumasi for 6 years. How many years? And I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, I'm not there. May you not be found where God is not. You'll just be choking for nothing, choking and wasting energy, wasting resources, wasting everything. But when the time came to invade Ghana, my God, no devil in hell could stop it. Totally invaded. About 200 churches are out there in that place. Come on, give the Lord praise. May you not miss where you are celebrated to where you are being tolerated. May you find your place in God continually. Those are the things that happen. And when God leads you, that shall be like a watered garden. And like springs of water, whose waters fail not. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Praise God. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He refreshes my soul. That's the meaning. And then to gain time, he shall make you ride upon your high places of the earth. Verse 14. They that are born of you shall, you know, build the old ways, repair the wasted cities. Then shall thou delight thyself in the Lord, verse 14, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. So it changes people's level supernaturally by reason of the empowerment platform that it offers. Enjoy it. It's for your good. Enjoy it. It's for your security. Enjoy it. It's for your destiny. Enjoy it. It's all first and foremost about you. For instance, that turn into righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. God won't shine as a star. It's you and me. Amen. My God. Everything about the purpose of fasting targets you. Primarily. And when that power is engaged in reaching out to the lost, you maintain the flow of the power. You don't run out of it. Somebody's story is changing. Why could we not cast that devil out? Jesus said, because of unbelief. I feel like a green mustard seed. You say to this man, then without remote, nothing has been possible unto you. Albeit, this kind requires that you couple your faith with prayer and fasting for maximum delivery, for swift delivery. Couple it. Instead of saying in Jesus' name 20 times, you say it's only one. And if you deliver. So it takes the combined forces of faith, prayer, and fasting to stand in the place of authority and power. Against demonic installations. Please take this on. This modern day Christianity where everything is software, there's no software for fasting. No. Fasting is getting away from food and staying on strong with God. You think there's software for that in China? Where you just fast on the phone? Yes, 20 days already. Thank you, God. Amen. 33 days now. And now, my God, the biggest joker. 1, 2, 40 days. Hallelujah. Amen. You just Satan will be laughing. He said, look, just come out first, out of your game, and let me show you that I'm available to launch attack against careless believers. That's not you forever. That will not be you forever. That will not be you. You are born with it, but he has come to rescue you from it and make you a member of his own household. So if you are here tonight, you'd like me to pray with you to be born again and qualify for answered prayers by having a Father in heaven. Wherever you are, both here and in, across all our video zona centers, across Lagos and Otta, please stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. And Jesus will change your story. It's very sweet on this side. God bless you. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. You want to be saved tonight, stand to your feet. Jesus loves you. Stand to your feet. Stand. God bless you. Somebody else is standing up. Please go. Go up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. I'll be praying with you right now in a moment. Jesus will save your soul. You have a brand new beginning altogether. Praise God. There are also people here tonight. Please remain standing, please. Who need to rededicate their life to Christ? You've been one way, one leg in and one leg out. It doesn't work. A double-minded person is still with all his ways. Let him not think he shall receive anything from God. You are either in or out. You can't be in and out. So if you are there, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, tonight, please stand to your feet. I'd like to pray with you. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Please stand. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus? Please stand. You want to dedicate your life to Jesus? Please stand. Somebody else is standing to join us again. Stand quickly. Stand quickly. Now, everybody standing, both here and across our various view centers, please make your way quickly to the front. Make your way right here. Make your way right here. Praise team, can you stand, please? I got my mind made up. Can you sing that song? Amen. Please come close, come close. People are still joining us wherever you are. Just join us now. Join us quickly. Jesus loves you. Across the various way centers, please approach the altar area now. The pastors are waiting out there for us. Please go there. Go there right now. Come on now. Jesus, someday.